Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
All right, what? So this is sort of a part two.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, because part one, we filled you in last week about
we were
just about to go to the Taylor show.
Yes.
And then a lot of you are like, hey, how did it go? We need the rundown. Right. We've gotten some emails of like, I'm going to Taylor. What do I do? Or I wish I could have been at Taylor. Give me more so I could live vicariously through you. And y'all are missing out on Patreon, which is
where we hang out.
Yeah, at
the same time, we get questions
Fridays.
About that too, I feel like. Because we always say it's the behind the scenes, it's under the hood, you know. Yeah, that's where we hang out. Every Friday we release episodes over on Patreon. And it's usually just us catching up, getting real with it. And so today we're bringing you both of those things in one. We're going to answer your questions.
Yeah. So the folks over on Patreon on Friday heard all about it. And we thought we should bring this here too, right? Like, part two. So you guys are going to hear all of it. We were going to bring you the episode from Friday. But in the future, just come hang out with us over there too. So it's patreon.com/youcansipwithus. That way you get your Tuesday episodes and your Fridays.
Yeah. And it's $5 a month right now. You get four extra episodes a month. We're thinking about maybe adding a book club or something, a little more connection with those peeps. So if you've got a recommendation or a suggestion, or if you'd be in on a book club, you can let us know that too. But we're going to play with you, like Colleen said, last Friday show, which is the Taylor recap, and then sort of some BS, but you know, what's going on in my life, what's going on in your life, what's going on with Tom and Giselle and Vanderpump, just basically a standard Patreon episode.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it is. We just fly by the seat of our pants and have the best time.
So hold on tight.
Hold on tight.
Enjoy. Happy Friday.
TGIF.
You know what I like?
Oh my gosh. What do you like
about right now?
What?
Is that now when we record, I know where you're at.
Right. You've been here in the flesh.
Like I didn't.
You have a better handle on it.
Yeah.
My environment.
Yes. I know exactly where you are.
Right.
And prior I didn't know where you were.
I guess I know where you are too.
Yeah, you kind of know. Like you've been in my house, but you haven't been in my new office.
Yeah,
do
I don't
you
feel
know?
Like,
you have
I know.
Your bearings, but you don't have the frame of reference
here, where
that
I normally
have.
Record.
I was sitting right next
right
to
here.
You. Mm-hmm. Done a workout in your workout space.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. It feels like just yesterday and also an eternity.
I know. Man, did we have fun.
4 days ago.
That was a fun.
Best time.
40 hours?
Yeah.
36 hours?
Yeah.
We maximized.
We're maximalists.
I was just thinking about how we decided to, so Colleen lands And I'm at my aunt and uncle's because it's my cousin's birthday. My cousin's birthday. And so Call met us there. And then we're, you know, partying, whatever. And then we get back to my house, put the kids down. She's pumping or doing whatever you're doing. And then I come in and you're like, oh, should we do nails? I'm like, yeah. And I know that it's going to take me a long time because I have dip on my fingernails, right? So I know, and I know what it's like. The removal process at home takes a very long time.
Yeah.
But you didn't know that. So it didn't occur to me to give you like a heads up.
Like, hey, Call, this is going to take me 5 hours.
3 hours. So we started it like probably 9:30 at night or something. And I got some press on nails for Colleen, and she's doing it. She's done, right? And
I was done within how long? 20 minutes.
I mean, it was like, yeah.
Well, no, because I got really turned around with trying to find the right sizes.
Yeah. I mean, I would
and
say.
And I was getting kind of fussy. I was getting like, I can't figure out this remote type status where all of a sudden you're like, I am incapable of this and I need help. I need someone to throw me a raft.
Right. And I was trying not to do too much help because I knew my situation. Like, you were going to be way faster than I was, but I knew I needed to help because
to slow me down.
Well, I was just like, I can't abandon my port because I've got hours of jobs here, you know? Like, I've got a duty. If I abandon my position, it's a delay. So I was like, this is good that she's fumbling a little. No. It's a little slow. It's going to be, she'll be a little bit more on my timeline. But I also saw you floundering and I thought, no, well, I've got to help her.
It reached a point where it was danger zone.
And that's when you stepped in
right before it was too late.
Right.
But we were talking, it was like heart to heart.
It was a very good conversation. It was a very deep conversation.
Yeah.
It was good.
But then I look up and it felt like it had been 3 hours.
It was like 12:30 in the morning.
And I was like, looking at your nails, like, has anything happened? Like, you've been busy over there. Things are like moving around and you're getting things. And like, I can smell the nail stuff. But on the surface, there was like,
there's no progress.
No progress.
Yeah. And I think you said like
hours.
Like, it was hours. I think you said something like, wow, so this takes a long time, huh? Or like, so are you getting any closer? Or something like that. I mean, it didn't even occur to me to like say anything about how the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I was like, oh yeah, I probably am not going to be able to do my nails tonight. Like, this removal process is it's just the removal. Yeah. I'll just, you know.
But then I woke up the next morning.
Yeah.
And your nails were done.
They were done. I had trouble sleeping. Well, I greeted you with an espresso martini. A Lea Dufresne espresso martini.
When I landed, not in the morning. Just
right. No, yes.
Friday.
Yes. Clarification.
Yes.
And so I had an espresso martini as well.
Yes.
At like, what time did you get there? You got there at like 5:30.
Yeah.
I probably had it at like 4:30 or something. And I am highly sensitive to caffeine. So
yeah.
I was not tired at all. I thought, looking at the clock, it's 12:30 a.m. Yeah, it's time to wind this down. We've got a big day tomorrow. We got Taylor. It was a jam-packed situation.
You know,
we had workouts we wanted to get in. We had to record a podcast. We wanted to leave early so that we could get there in time and beat traffic and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, yeah, it's time for bed. But you went to bed and I tried and it was like, well, this ain't happening.
No.
So then I got up and I rocked for a little bit because that helps me sometimes fall asleep and get like relaxed. Nothing. So I said, you know what? I'm going to do my nails.
I'm going to get this thing done.
Yeah. When you woke up, they were perfecto. Perfecto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get anxious when you can't sleep?
I don't know if it's anxious. I do get annoyed.
Annoyed.
Yeah. I get irritated.
Yeah.
Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say to just get up though and to do something. Don't they say
that? Oh, they do?
I don't know. I feel like I toss and turn.
I think.
And I get worked myself up.
And then you get more in your head.
Yes.
Totally.
I get like panicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't sleep great the night before. I can't remember why, but there was a reason.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was, but we were living on adrenaline. I mean, we were
there.
Okay.
There, we should give everyone the rundown because
let's give them the.
You guys saw a lot on stories on Tuesday. We were just about to head to the concert, but I feel like we need to tell like the story of the night.
Right. Well, the day, because we also had we did a cold plunge.
Oh yeah, did we talk about that? We talked about that on Tuesday.
No, we didn't because we recorded before we did that. Right.
No, we recorded after.
Oh, we did talk about on Tuesday, did we?
Yeah, because I was like, we talked about it in the build up to the awful jelly beans.
Okay.
I feel like you should have a jelly bean right now.
Out of my body. Well, I'm about to throw them away.
You should try the most.
I believe I did try the most.
Try the second to most. Which one
is that?
Because
it said that we were trying sriracha, but I don't believe it.
Are you going to do
it? Okay, so there's sriracha, jalapeno, cayenne. I'm not going to do a whole one. I'm going to take a nipple off of one.
Okay.
Do you think I should do? So
I didn't think you were
going to
do this. So I'll take a nipple.
I mean, I did not like the second one. It was way too hot. This is habanero, okay?
She's doing it.
Only a tiny bit. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
He spit it out.
I didn't swallow immediately pain.
Whoa. Wow.
Wow.
I'm surprised those are even on the market because Jelly Belly, they're like, you don't take Jelly Belly seriously.
Right. Right. It's not.
I got some spicy beans for you. Oh, but you're Jelly Belly. So how spicy can it be?
These are going to be good.
Spoiler alert.
It's a death sentence.
It's, yeah.
We literally had to stop. I had to walk away. So I'm glad I didn't eat that or put the whole thing in my mouth because only the tip of my tongue is burning instead of my entire insides on fire. Because when we threw the thing in, we had to stop recording because my tongue touching my mouth, like talking, was too painful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
and
bad.
Apparently, that was the second. No, that was the most weak. Right. That's the one we thought we were having was the weakest. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. So we did. Yeah. So then we just need to talk about the evening because we kind of, I guess if on Tuesday we talked about the day.
So yeah, when we wrapped Tuesday's episode, we got ready. We were drinking Mad Woman as we were getting ready.
Uh-huh.
And the entire time we're getting ready, it's like, I just wanted to get in the car to get there because I was so excited to get there.
Right.
Like the anticipation was insane.
There was also a little bit of like, what's traffic going to be? What are the lines going to be? I've got to bring my breast pump in. Like, we don't know what we're walking
into.
The
unknown.
Right. We didn't want to take a chance on anything messing it up.
It felt like how you get when you're thinking about like catching a flight.
Yeah.
I just want to get there so I know I'm in the right place.
Right.
What if there's traffic? What the security line's going to be? Yeah. It's that kind of vibe. And then, you know, we're driving.
And also, we didn't know if our tickets were legit.
Right.
We thought they were.
Yeah.
But we didn't know.
No, we didn't know.
For sure.
We're in the car. We asked for a silent ride. I think our guy missed the memo. Yeah, real chatty.
He was like, you want silent? I'll be a dick instead. He was like, well, if I would have known you were going to the concert, I wouldn't have taken the ride.
Yeah. And then he says, Paul's like, I'm sorry. I knew Taylor when she was a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, I knew her when she was a little girl. And you said, what do you mean you knew her when she was a little girl?
What do you mean?
Expand, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a friend of a friend who...
Well, what did he say? He goes, well, she grew up in Austin, which already you and I both know she didn't grow up in Austin, Texas.
Right.
So red flag right there. But he's like, well, she played at a festival in Austin. We're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's how you know her?
Yeah, I know her too. Really? Yeah, because we're alive at the same time.
Right.
We're both in the United States right now.
Yeah. How do you know her? Well, we went to her 1989 concert. We sat at the 200 level.
I saw her on TV last night.
Yeah, I knew her when she was a little girl. Okay, sir. Watched her perform at the Grammys.
Cool. So then I will say once... I don't know how you feel, but like when the Uber got there or the Lyft and we get out.
Yeah.
The weather's freaking perfect.
Oh, it was perfection. You couldn't get better weather than that. Not hot, not cold, not perfect.
Not hot, not cold, not perfect. Like nobody's outfit was too hot or too, it was just perfect. And then you're dropped into, I told Ash, it was
the Toscas.
I couldn't wrap my head around the experience because, like, we've been to a couple major sporting events, like Rose Bowls and stuff.
Yeah.
Somewhat major, not major, but somewhat major.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's excitement in the air and people are tailgating and they're dressed up in their team's uniforms.
They're tailgating.
Tailgating.
At this one.
But then I also got these feelings of like, oh my gosh, we're showing up to a costume party where it's like in Vegas somewhere where they're like, wear your togas or something. Mm-hmm. And it was some sort of clash between those kind of environments because it felt like the biggest costume party I've ever been to the biggest, most major sporting event. Like there was an electricity in the air, 70,000 people dressed up as different versions of Taylor Swift.
And wouldn't you say, now that you're saying this, it almost felt like we didn't talk to probably another soul while we were there. I mean, we were very in our own world. But I would say it felt like we were friends with everyone. Like you feel kindred with every single person there.
Yes.
Right? You're like, oh, we're friends because here we are. Same.
Yes. There was admiration.
Yes.
Of how everyone showed up. Like, yes, we all understood the assignment.
Right. Who did you know who didn't understand the assignment? And I'm skipping ahead a little bit here. Who didn't understand the assignment, Colleen?
Who?
Bill.
Oh,
bad
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bad Bill, the security guard. We walk up. So we get there real early. We get there at what time is it? 4:30, probably 4:30. Yeah. Show starts at 6:30. Taylor doesn't come on till 8. But like at 4:30, there wasn't really, I mean, there was a lot of people there, but when you're coming to 70,000, it felt like empty. You know, there's probably several thousand there at that time. But so anyway, and if you guys watch the stories, you saw, we did get front row seats. They did turn out to be legitimate. So the security guards are right in our faces because we are right at the barricade. And we're making friends with Bill. He's chatting with us. And I'm thinking it's good to be on the side of the security guards.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get this guy. If there's anything he can do, whatever. We want to be on the good side, but also maybe he's got a little trick up his sleeve. Maybe he's going to da-da-da.
You were small talking more than I was.
Small talking. Yeah.
But I also was like, let her take the lead here and I'll be support.
Because I really thought, like, I don't know what... Sometimes it pays to know people, you know? And Bill was vibing us, so I said, I'll take it, you know? Mm-hmm. Then we go, we get some drinks, food. We come back to our seats, and I'm storying.
Yeah.
We have this on video. I'm storying, and then you say, what? Who is it? Who is it? And I look over, and I'm like, what? Who is it? Because he's saying, hey, he's not in his head. He's being inconspicuous. And so I thought it was a celebrity. Is that what you thought at first? Or did you know right away he was being rude?
I knew as soon as I turned around and saw the person that he was referencing, I thought, oh,
we don't know whether it was a he or she, right? We don't know how they identify. Looking like we're coming up to that, and I'm fine if they identify as a she or he, what are they, them. But let's just say it looked like a male, but dressed in full purple feathers, cowboy, like just to the nines.
Yeah.
And they looked stunning.
Fabulous.
Fabuloso. So I'm thinking it's a celebrity, and I'm trying not to look because I'm thinking, because we're front row. This is where the celebs are going to hang out.
Right.
Probably, you know?
Right.
And then I look over. And I'm like, oh, he's a queen. He looks phenomenal. And Bill's like just being all sly about it. And just like, and then one of us said something like, what's wrong with that or something? And he goes, that's pretty brave. Don't you think that's pretty brave of him? And we're both like, no.
No.
Like there's nothing. If Taylor knew you were saying this right now, you'd be kicked out.
Yeah.
Like that at a Taylor Swift show?
Yeah.
Not brave. Not brave.
I think it's interesting when people... are that, well, I don't know. Like, I think it was like not, brave's not the right word of Bill, but like, do you just put, it's embarrassing for you, just put your foot in your mouth. Like you like.
It's like, oh, you just showed your ignorance.
There's an assumption that's the, like, oh, look at that. You know.
Right, like that we're going to be on the same team.
Yeah.
Hey, let's pick on this guy together.
Yeah, no. Not cool.
Ha 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 ha. No, That's the last time we talked to Bill.
Yeah.
We didn't talk to him again.
No.
And he knew. He knew right. You could see.
Yeah. He walked away.
Yeah. He's tail between his legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
It just actually made me like sad. I was like, man, why? Like that was like what Bill genuinely thought.
Kind of sad. Yes. But it also, I guess, yeah, kind of sad for Bill. But it also is like, the people that you saw at Taylor, you saw all different body sizes. You saw male, female, young, old, everybody wearing whatever they wanted. And that was really cool, right? The freedom of expression.
Yeah.
Of like, I feel safe here.
Yeah.
Was also very cool. I agree. Yeah, sad for Bill, but.
Not for him as much as just his judgment made me feel sad. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The situation. Yeah. I was like, I didn't like the feeling. It was really icky.
Yeah.
But.
I do think it's a generational thing, right? Like Bill was probably our parents' generation, maybe a little older, than our parents' generation. I don't know. But they didn't grow up in the culture that we are, right? Where it's, and even our kids' generation is going to be, I was just watching TikTok today and there was a teacher that came on. He said, I'm a non-binary trans teacher. And so my kids don't call me Mr. or Mrs. They just call me Flint. I think his name's Flint. Their name is Flint. And so he said, my students came to me today and said, well, we have some ideas, things we could do. And so they said like, you know, captain, sergeant, lieutenant, chef, corporal, whatever, like all these, whatever, right? And I thought,
cute.
What a world we're living in where in this environment now that they can be a non-binary trans teacher, right? Like how cool that our kids get to grow up with that level of freedom. And it's not everywhere, but it's starting somewhere. And I'm sure Bill just was not exposed to that at all. I mean, we weren't exposed to it in school either. That kind, right? They, them is sort of a, or gender, like choosing your gender. That wasn't until recently, I don't feel like. Like people maybe wanted to be people that were called he, wanted to be she.
It wasn't as much of a discussion and awareness. And
right.
Like, yeah. No, you're
so
right.
I also feel like, you know, Bill doesn't know any better.
Yeah.
But that's so maybe he was supposed to be at the Taylor show so that that's his moment to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, so we
okay.
Bad so, Bill and then.
Bad Bill.
I mean, and then so. Honestly, like once we got food, it was funny because I was thinking about this a little while ago, like yesterday or something, and we were trying to find things to eat and like the lines were just like long, you know, and you kind of went to scope stuff out. And as you were saying things like, oh, they have like chips or fries or something. I was thinking you, that's what were options for you. So I was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, sounds cool. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. This is good. And then you're like, well, I'm not going to have anything to eat or something. And I'm like, oh, I thought those were like your options.
Yeah. You were like, I was like, well, they have like nachos and pretzels or something like that. You're like, cool. I can have any of that. I'm like, but I can't have any of that.
I thought everything you were suggesting were things that sounded good to you. Oh. And I was trying to make sense of what your parameters
were. Like, wraps and sandwiches.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
That all sounds great.
I thought I was being like easy, like whatever you want, you know?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, we could just wait here and then I can go get something to eat later. And you're like, oh, well, we could go get whatever you like. If there's something you can't eat here, let's just go somewhere else.
Yes. Anyway, so we get food. We get started with some drinks. I feel just so happy to be there.
Oh, we're vibing hard.
Vibing hard.
Yeah.
Gail was the first opener, and that's tough because she's warming up the things and she's got the bigger lights. It's not,
she's rocker too.
People are still coming in. People are getting food and drinks. She doesn't have the attention of everybody.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And then it went to Paramore, which I didn't have any feelings about. I was like, I know Paramore. They have some big songs. People know their big stuff.
Paramore
was awesome.
They were, I'm a fan of Paramore now.
Same.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then,
but we were also very excited about our seats still. Like, you know, we were, it was like
out of body.
Yeah. I think that's why we were like, okay, the seats were legit. and they're right freaking here.
Yeah.
And I remember we laughed about this later because I told the girl we were taking pictures and the girl behind us was taking pictures and she was excellent. And then I told Colleen, like, okay, when Taylor's out, let's have her take pictures of us again. Because I thought Taylor would be in front of us
the entire time.
The whole time. 3 hours, right on the end of the stage. Yes. Hey, here's Taylor. Yeah.
Yes.
The audacity.
Yeah. We thought she's just going to be a private show just for us. Private show. We're getting more drinks. You know, and
pumped.
It felt really good. Yeah, I pumped. It felt, I felt really relaxed.
Yeah.
Not just because of the drink, but just, you know, it was my first weekend away from Ellie and I didn't really know how that would feel till you're there. And I felt really relaxed and I felt like me, which felt really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and for those of you who've like been through a postpartum, you know what that means when you're like, okay. I'm reconnecting.
I'm still in here.
With me again. It just felt nice to just have like a weekend away with you. Yeah. Like it was really cool, personally, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're vibing. And then it's Taylor time.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The clock comes on the stage. It's a countdown. The lights go off. You start hearing music. She comes out. I mean, that moment.
Yeah.
You know, all of it was building up to that moment. And then she's there. Mm-hmm. She's there. And then the first time she came all the way down to like our part of the stage, that was a real highlight.
Yeah. Because when she was there, she was right freaking there.
Right there.
Like, I mean, you could see her facial hair, like you could just everything.
Everything.
Like she was right freaking there.
Yes. Right there.
And I was okay, so what's so funny is we thought we were not gonna go pee at all. We were trying to time everything out, like get the drinks in early, just try to time everything because we thought we weren't gonna leave the whole set. And then turns out, you guys, the stage was so high that when she was in the middle, you could see her a little bit. But when she's at the top of the back of the runway, like the main stage or whatever, you couldn't see her. You had to stand on your tiptoes and you couldn't really see her. And so the whole, I don't know if it was Folklore or Evermore when she had the house out.
Yeah.
The whatever era that was, we were like, well, should we go get a drink? Because we can't see anything.
Can't see. So if we can't see anything, if we're going to hear all the same. And the drinks were right there. Like we could still hear everything and see the same TVs. It's like we might as well. So we were back getting drinks throughout the show. And she also played a 3 hour. I thought, how's she going to do this? Certainly there's going to be mashups and different things. She's like, no, I'll just play all three albums basically.
Like, 10 albums, you mean?
But like three of the ones she hadn't gone on tour for yet. Because I feel little bits of like Fearless and Speak Now, but then we got a lot of like Evermore, Folklore,
Lover,
and Midnight. So four.
Yeah.
I feel like she played, I mean, she didn't do the whole album of each of those, but like it felt like it. Like we got
she
the
didn't
full
do
tour
any mashups,
experience. No mashups.
Right?
No.
It was like she would blend. She had nice transitions from a song to a next. She wouldn't maybe do the entire, like if a song's 3 minutes, she would do like 2 minutes, 30 seconds and then somehow transition the blend and go into the next one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a full, and we both said, it might've been on text, not on here, that we didn't want to hear All Too Well, the 10 minute version.
Yeah.
I was entertained as hell.
Same.
All Too Well. I mean, it was so good.
Yeah.
She was so, I talked about this on my stories. I feel like when Taylor first came on the scene, she was more of a songwriter than a singer because her voice was, she was young too. Then you could tell she was really working on her vocals because then she was like singer and songwriter, both. Now she sounds amazing. Obviously, she still has her songwriting talent and she performs. I was blown away because I would say at the Reputation Tour, that's when I first noticed that she had choreography.
Yeah.
But it felt like foreign. It didn't look fluid. It felt like not authentic to Taylor. She owned the stage and all of her choreography. Like she was very in her body, very confident.
Strong.
Unbelievable. Looked like, I mean, I would call her a performer now.
Yes.
Not just a singer or a songwriter, right? Like,
and her vocals were live.
Yeah.
Like, to do that long of a show, 44 songs with choreography live, I hope she can make it through the whole tour. She will. She looks like an ultra marathoner right now. But that is, I could not believe it.
Yeah.
Could not believe it. That is a long show. And I was like, compared to what? So I Googled, what's the average length of a concert? It's like 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. 2 hours is like max.
So then to do three. This is like the Titanic. Mm-hmm. And she's, this feels like a love letter to her fans, is what it feels like. Mm-hmm. We've all waited a long time to be together. She also has a lot of new material, but she did not need, this is big, huge over-delivery.
Way over-deliver. Right. It's like when people were all pissed about like the whole Ticketmaster thing and Taylor and doing whatever the flexible pricing is. So some of the tickets were outrageous because of demand, whatever. And people were bummed out and pissed off. It was like the all along she was like, how can I make this right? Oh, I will just freaking deliver.
Yeah.
I'll just make it worth their while.
Yeah.
And she live streamed it or something. So people that couldn't or something like that. I saw people were watching a live stream. Yeah. She made it available so that at least night one that people could watch it at home.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. I don't know if who got that link or where you could see it. But I saw it on TikTok. A lot of people were watching the live stream. So, but it was funny because all along we're thinking, oh, my God, we got the best seats. We got we can't believe we scored these. This is amazing. And then the next morning, call wakes up. We're in the kitchen and she's like, well, I'd say aside from the tickets, it was a success. But now looking back, I actually don't regret it at all. Like,
no.
It was really freaking cool to see her that close up.
I agree.
And have that experience. Like,
if I could change anything, I wouldn't.
Again. Right.
Because we'll never get that again.
Right. And the thing is we're looking to go to another show in Seattle.
Yeah.
And sit zoom farther out. Away. Yeah. Zoom out. I really
zoom
get
out.
Take
but
in.
Do you think, like, we're going. I want to go. We're going.
Yeah.
Just hope it doesn't taint what just, because what just happened was like the best night ever.
Yes.
It was so amazing and funny. I mean, there were moments.
Oh my God.
Where I was just laughing so hard I was crying. Yeah. It was, we'll have the best. I don't need to worry about that. But like it, because it'll just be a different experience in a different city with different seats. But that, I think that just goes to show that night was so fun.
Yes.
It was so
spectacular.
Fun.
It was definitely, I mean, we were laughing so hard and having so much fun.
Yes.
And then we both started getting a little bit pissed halfway through Taylor's set because it was like frustration that we couldn't see her.
Yeah.
You know? We like I wanted greedy. To see everything. Yeah. And it was just like, this is annoying. But looking back, it was perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The only thing we would change that we did talk about is instead of waiting for a lift, we would go to the bar after. Because
which we talked about on the way there. We're like, we'll just go to a bar after so we don't have to wait for a lift. And then we promptly forgot.
No, we saw everyone's going this way. Let's go that way. And
we
walked we almost walked 20,000 steps. So that's what I'll say. If you're going to a Taylor show, do not upgrade your seats to the floor unless you're front row. If you can get front row, I would do it in the middle of the stage. She spends a lot of time in the diamond in the center, and you'll have good views. Unless you're 6 feet tall, I don't think the floor is worth it. I would get in lower bowl, especially because the stage was also a screen and we missed anything that
we couldn't see the screen.
Yeah, you couldn't see that.
All the stuff on there. Yeah.
Flats. So we were only thinking, I was only thinking about footwear in terms of it's a 3 hour concert or like I'm going to be standing on my feet for 4 hours or something. I did not at all even consider the walking to and from and walking to the bathroom and walking to the bar and walking to, I didn't
You're
going to
be on your feet the
that.
Whole time.
Yeah. It was
walking on your feet.
I mean, 20,000, my watch before we had to go then walk to the lift.
Yeah.
It said like 17,500. Something like that, 17,500 steps we had taken. And you had run almost 6 miles that day. So
it was a lot.
It was a good thing we did the cold plunge.
Yes.
But
I would have been
That would be my advice. And then I would probably say if I did it again, I would either go to the bar after and wait out the lift stuff or I would drive. I would like, drink during the opening and then not drink.
Cool it.
And then just drive home. Yeah. So if you're going, that would be my recommendation.
Yes.
Flats. I was so glad.
Yeah.
Saved us. Because if we went to Friday nights, I think we would have both worn our heels.
Yep. And we would have been really not happy about that.
Pissed.
Would have been screwed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So it was because everybody on Friday nights made it very adamant.
Yeah.
We took a picture and then we said, see ya.
Yeah.
We're doing flats.
Have fun with your outfits.
Oh my gosh.
Wear whatever you want because you're not going to be alone. You're not like I said, 70,000 person costume party.
And have there were people that didn't do anything. So if you are not the kind of person, I mean,
oh, yeah, you don't have
to. This pod is the kind of person that's not going to do something. But if
I mean,
you
I would say 95% of people were very dressed up.
You actually stand out more if you're dressed normal because nobody's dressed normal.
Yeah. It was so fun to people watch.
So cool.
Like get there early just to people watch. But yeah, it was phenomenal. And then, I mean, I had quite a bit to drink.
Yeah.
I had quite a bit to drink. But because we walked so much, we were on our feet so much. And like we were up so late.
It was also over an extended period of time too.
Yeah. So I went to, like, I think I looked at my phone right before I went to bed. It was like almost 3 a.m.
Yeah. We didn't get back till after 2.
And I had to wake up.
The concert ended at 11.
Pretty early to catch my flight. I kind of am up naturally no matter what these days, like at least at 6:30. Like I can't go past that usually.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just sort of up and then, you know, got my stuff packed, showered, came out, saw you and Mac. And I told Ash, I was like, you know, I've felt better.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But I felt a lot worse too. Like I have no business feeling this good right now.
Did it ever hit you?
No.
Oh God, I was a slug. I wouldn't say hungover, but very tired. Like it wasn't restful sleep. So
yeah.
I just had no energy.
Right. Plus that was your third night in a row of not great sleep.
True. I mean, there was that for sure.
So I left a smooth flight home, came home. Great to see the kids.
No flat tire.
Yeah, because I had gotten on the way to the airport, I got a little notification on my car that said like sudden low tire pressure. But I got to the airport safely parked and figured if there's a flat tire, I'll just take a lift home and then deal with it later. And then the car was fine. It was like just one of those setting reset or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just been like a pretty normal week.
Yeah.
Like we're getting our new couch tomorrow. That's the big event of the week.
And whoa.
It's, you know what happened though, I gotta say. So, No, it's okay. Everything's fine, I think. But this freaking old couch is a thorn in our side because we got a notification that the new couch is coming. So we listed the old couch.
Yeah.
You got a week, you know, week to turn this thing around. So we fluff it up and then we go sell it. After we list it, I'm like, you know what? There's a couple little spots and I don't want people coming over and like looking at the couch and pointing out the spots and that we're not getting the most out of it that we can.
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, this fabric is like, you know, you can't clean all couches with stuff. You have to like know what kind of fabric you're dealing with. So it's linen. So how to clean linen.
Oh.
And I go on a deep dive looking at YouTube videos and all these things. And it's like distilled water and vinegar was one option. Or like dish soap, surprisingly, just like a little teaspoon, half a teaspoon with water. So I'm like, okay, great. And I'm looking at tons of videos and tons of things. And this is the way to do it. So Monday night, I'm not scrubbing, but blotting and making, you know, do the things. And then I'm waiting for it to dry. And I'm so pissed because I wake up the next morning and what had started out as spot cleaning is now a major issue because the way it dried, there was like water rings around the fabric.
Oh my god!
And I don't know where it went wrong because this is wrong.
This is a recipe.
Because
I followed your recipe.
I did this. You know, I
added
thought
the eggs
about
and the flour.
This. I did everything so that
cake.
This wouldn't happen. I'm like, shit, man, this is bad.
This is
not
worse.
Good. This is bad. It looks like a cheetah couch. You know,
is
bad.
Yeah.
So then I'm Googling how to fix it. So then I try another method. It's even worse. So all of a sudden, I've gotten myself in a real pickle. So then I'm like, forget about it. So we take it to the dry cleaners. So now we're going to be in for so our old couch is in the living room right now with all the cushions stripped off. All the covers are at the dry cleaners. We've got a lineup of people interested in coming to see this couch. But what we've said is pick a slot on Friday. We didn't expect so much interest. And so we're having all the fabric cleaned, you know, professionally, which is true. You know, they're going to have it in great shape as long as the dry, it's all, it all comes out looking good from the dry cleaner. Hopefully, God. And then, so it's going to come home from the dry cleaner Friday morning. Our new couch is supposed to be delivered tomorrow between 10:30 and 3 p.m.
Oh, gosh. We don't have you've space. Got quite a puzzle piece going on.
I don't know how it's going to shake out.
So when's your first viewers coming?
Nine.
Whoa.
Okay. And the dry cleaner opens at like 7 a.m. So we're going to go, you know, do the thing.
Right. Come
hope
back,
the first person
the
gets it. It's going to be a, photo finish.
Wow.
Photo finish.
That is
but
a
in
lot.
Theory, tomorrow afternoon.
It's going to work out perfectly.
I hope so. So that's been the big event of my week.
That
not
is a, big event.
A whole lot going on.
Right.
How's the that's rest great. Of your week shaken out since I left?
Okay, get this.
What?
I had therapy yesterday.
Oh, light bulb moments?
Yeah. Did you see my story yesterday?
No.
Okay. So you guys have been hearing me talk about like, I don't know. I don't know. My energy has just been kind of low today. And then I come in, I'm like, I feel great today. You know, it's like so day to day hit and miss. And
I think I did see that. Okay, keep going. I think I know.
So I'm talking to the therapist and I'm telling her, you know, I don't know. I feel like I do just need to, I have this project where I'm going to launch a membership this year. And I've been telling her that for a while, but I said, I don't have any urgency. And I think this is the slowdown season. Just want to lean into it. Da, da, da. So I've been saying that. And then yesterday, because this week I felt, so Sunday I was a slug, but I feel fine being a slug on Sunday. When it's a work week, I don't feel fine being a slug. I feel like I need to be productive.
Right.
And so I recorded two podcasts on Monday, but it felt hard. It felt like I was not in a great creative space, but enough. It was fine. So I did that. Then I had two clients on Tuesday in the morning, or sorry, three clients on Tuesday back to back. And then the rest of the day, just kind of like scrolled social and ate food, like snacks and like kind of junk and whatever. And so I was telling her this and I was like, I just feel like I'm wasting my days. And she's like, wait, you recorded two podcasts one day and then another day you met with three clients. Like you're doing stuff. What do you mean you're not? You're telling yourself you're not? And I was like, well, no, because that feels good. But then the rest of the time I'm doing stuff that does not feel productive or fun. It feels like I'm wasting my day. Like it doesn't feel, you know, energizing or exciting. At the end of the day, I'm like, that was a waste and I don't want to waste my days. And I was like, so I feel like I need to work. And she was like, what if, I don't know. I wish it was recorded so I could go back and see how she got this. But she was basically like, it sounds to me like you're bored. Do you think you're just bored? And she was like, you know, basically, I know that work has always been your fulfillment, but you're also committed to not filling every speck of your day with work and productivity. So what else fulfills you? Like what else is meaningful and purposeful in your life? And it was so interesting because as when she first said it, I was like, no, I'm not bored. Because I feel like I'm keeping myself busy.
Yeah.
Because
like,
I'm scrolling social media or I'm shopping online. And that's why I looked for 17 hours for Taylor Swift. I mean, I'm fine with a couple hours, but like I really did look at every single sparkly piece of clothing on the entire World Wide Web.
I went a little off the deep end too because not to derail this, but at the Taylor Swift concert, a lot of the people that were there, I was like, oh, I saw that one. Oh, I saw that one.
Yes.
Oh, I saw
same.
That one. It's like, oh, that's
right?
Wow.
Wow. Right. Unless they had it custom made.
Sure, I had
I've
that
seen
in
it.
My cart. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know, I just like spending a lot of time doing things to like fill the time. So I didn't feel like I was bored, but it wasn't meaningful.
Sure.
And I had this aha moment where it was like, I've always attached my whole life, my productivity has been like how I've decided whether the day was a success or not, right? Like how much I was able to accomplish, what I was able to achieve, how much progress I was able to make towards a goal or whatever. And now I have consciously chosen I don't want to be that busy ever again with my career. So I have created the free time but I haven't found things to fill it that feel still fulfilling and meaningful.
Yeah.
And it was like this epiphany of, wow, I just need a hobby. And yeah. I was telling her that there's some things that I've wanted to do my whole life that, well, not my whole life, but the last, you know, several years, that I've just never made time for. I've wanted to learn photography, and I bought a camera when Revy was born, and it's been sitting in a cabinet somewhere ever since. I have talked about it on here, I think, that I want to learn Italian. I also was thinking, like, as I was just, I also want to go for hikes. I've told myself I want to go for hikes more and get outside in nature. And then I also want, I was thinking maybe cooking, cleaning, even cleaning.
Yeah.
She asked me like how my cleaning is going. And I'm like, oh, it's not, I just haven't been interested in it or whatever. I haven't been doing anything. And she's like, well, if you were to clean, like, does that feel productive? And I'm like, yeah, it does. I feel very good when I clean, because I also know John likes it to be clean. So it's like, not only do I get to enjoy the clean space, but I know it's good for his,
it's like his love language. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So all of this stuff. And so it was just like this, like, whoa, I'm not broken or like waiting for inspiration. I'm not uninspired. I'm just freaking bored.
I got to get a little more intention behind the time.
Right.
Yes.
Go do some hobby exploration. And so I feel very excited about that, about like doing things that feel fulfilling that aren't attached to my career or productivity. And it was so in my journaling today about it. I remembered a conversation I had with John, and I might have even told you about it, like 4 years ago. I was in the height of working so many hours. It was probably the first year that I was going to be top coach. So like things were just going crazy, bonkers. And so I was working all of the time. And I remember John coming to me and saying, he was playing pickleball a lot. And he was coming and he was like, I think I might hire a pickleball coach. Like, I think I could go pro. And I remember feeling annoyed with him because I was like, of course. You go find another hobby where you're just playing. Like everything that I'm doing is to make us money, right? I remember having like this bitterness or resentment. And I remembered that conversation today and I wrote it down as like, wow, that mindset that he has of like, this is fun and brings me fulfillment and joy, and I want to get deeper into this, was like something that I just totally discounted before. And now I'm actively trying to cultivate that same mindset. And it was just so wild to me that that like came back to today in my journaling that I was like resentful about. But that is how I used to live, thinking that like it was goal, goal, goal. Like that's all that really mattered. How much could I do? What could I achieve? You know, what numbers could I hit? And it's just like, no wonder I was exhausted.
Yeah.
And I never want to do that again. I mean, I know what I'm capable of, and that's great, but it also is why I'm dealing with some health issues right now.
Yeah.
I totally depleted my system. So I'm very excited because I'm just going to start playing a lot more.
Betty's very excited for you too.
Yeah. She's like, yes, yes, go, girl.
Yes.
Did Chris come in and bring you something? It looked like your face lit up.
All right. So first of all, just to put a, this is very exciting and I can't wait to see like what hobbies you like, this photography thing, Italian, that'd be really cool. And then in preparation for your trip to Italy, because we're totally doing that for your big, you know, birthday a couple years from now. Mm-hmm. So the other day I went on a run. I took my AirPods with me and I drove, and this is not that exciting of a story, but it was very fulfilling the moment that just happened with Chris, because I drove to a trail, right? And so I took the bare minimum with me. I had my keys in my running pant pocket, my phone, and my AirPods, but I didn't want to bring my AirPod case. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I can't carry extra things when you only got little running pants pockets. So I'm out there, I'm running, I get done with my run, I come back. I got AirPods, but I don't know where the case is. I'm like, this is crazy, because the case, I just had the case.
Yeah.
But where is the case? And I hate that feeling of, I just saw this. I
put it somewhere.
Yeah. Where is it? And look in the car. I'm looking everywhere in the car. Can't find it. I'm like, oh, maybe I took them out of the case before I got in the car. Come home, check the usual spots. You know, there's like three places in my mind that is their home of where the case could be. Not in any of those places. So the case has been gone for solid 24 hours now.
Yeah.
And And like having just AirPods loose without their case, sitting on a table.
Well, you know that's only a matter of time till you lose those.
Oh, and I'm just watching their life slowly die.
Right.
You know, I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking I got to run tomorrow and what's going to happen?
Right.
They're not going to be ready to play ball. Where is the case? The kids, one of them's going to pick up one of my AirPods. I just don't like them dangling around. Mm-hmm. Feels like a phone without a phone case. So all this is to say, Chris walked in a couple moments ago.
Case in hand, case closed.
Case closed. But now I got to know, I got to just text him.
Where the hell were these things?
Where were they?
Yep.
All right.
How did Chris do with the
great
2-on-1?
He did great. And it kind of pissed me off. Not that I wanted him to have pain, but I just imagined me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even if things went fine and it was me, Chris would have come home and I would have made a big deal about whatever just to like.
Yeah, no, it was pretty stressful, this and this.
I'm just so happy.
But how was your time?
Yeah. I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to get 5 minutes so I can shower, you know, like. Like not full blown guilt, but like whatever.
But just so you know,
something to play it up.
Yeah,
sure. And I come back, and he's like, totally has it under control. I'm like, how was it? I'm looking for something to have gone wrong or be hard. And he's like, no, it was great. He's like, I just kind of went into the weekend knowing I'm not going to be able to do anything really for myself, so that I was like, you know, not disappointed or whatever. And he's like, and they were great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but like, then what happened?
Yeah. But like, tell me about the parts you were stressed about.
Yeah, tell me about the part you almost cried.
Tell me about the part I brought you to your knees. When did that happen?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. I just got like super dad here.
Right.
It's great.
Right. Okay. So I'm just the piece of shit here. Great.
Great.
Right. And then you bring it back to you.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then well, I get that actually makes things really hard for me. So, you know. Thanks a lot for that.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew you wouldn't struggle that much, but to not struggle at all is like a slap in the face.
Honestly, you have disrespected me for the last time. Oh, you want to go pro? You want to go pro?
You want to go pro? Oh my God.
I bet you do.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
You want a teacher?
Oh yeah, like the Kristen Wiig one. Ooh, I'm sure you were very popular. You know. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah. Chris is the worst.
Chris. Yeah. Yeah. How dare he?
How dare he? Ah. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Not much to talk about yet, I don't think, but the Vanderpump reunion's like happening right now.
Yeah, I think they're filming it today or something. Well, though Raquel.
What?
God bless her.
What?
Apparently, TMZ caught her yesterday. Did you see this?
No.
So they catch her at the airport and she says, oh, I don't want to talk about it. They catch her 10 seconds later at a nail salon. She spills all the beans.
What does she say?
And she says something like, he says, like, oh, how are you holding up? I haven't seen you. And she's like, yeah, my team advised me to stay off social. But he asks her about like, how long has the relationship been going on? Did Schwartz know about it? Have you talked to Ariana? Did you apologize to her? Where are you and Sandoval going now? Like all of these, did Sheena actually hit you? And she basically answered all of his questions. I mean, we're going to get much more detail, but it was like, girl, what are you doing? You know? Like, I just thought it was so funny that her team advised her to stay off social, and she probably had some sort of contract with Bravo to not, because they also, TMZ caught Ariana this week, and she didn't comment on anything.
Wow.
She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. That's all she said, right? And she was like, hot and polite, but it was just interesting. Like, Raquel's just, I don't know if she's really sure of what's going on, but yeah, so we'll see. We will see. They're filming the reunion, but we still have a couple episodes left, I think, before the reunion, before the season's over.
Okay.
But you're not watching it, are you?
No, but I'm going to.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Because I mean, I'm invested.
Jax and Brittany were on Watch What Happens Live last night, and John and I both were like, I'm so glad they're not on the show anymore. Jax is very irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like sort of a meathead, right?
He's just a meathead, and he's like really seems to be very excited that Sandoval is going down right now.
Yeah.
So it just comes off like tacky.
Yeah, and a little, and I don't blame him for this, a little opportunistic.
Oh, totally.
Like, oh, this is all the things, and so this is what I'm going to talk about because people are paying attention to me, so I'm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're launching a podcast, him and Brittany. So,
nice timing. So, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
I mean,
dude,
it is.
But I won't be listening to that. I will say you should listen to this. I think you'll think it's funny. Shannon and her husband just launched a podcast.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about.
When like, the kids are asleep.
Okay.
I listened to it today because we are recording this Thursday, you guys.
Yeah.
So it launches or comes out every Thursday. I laughed. It was 30 minutes. I laughed almost the whole time. It's very funny. It's just like, it's not going to be deep. It's just light. It was great. I did it. I listened to it during my workout. So it was, yeah. But I won't be listening to Jackson Brittany's.
No.
At
Shannon
all.
For the win.
Shannon for the win. And also here. You guys can find us here always. Well, every Friday and then Tuesday.
Are we wrapping?
Right? I mean, it's 52 minutes.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about Giselle and Tom.
But we'll talk okay.
I mean, Giselle was just in Vanity Fair and she was like kind of starting to chat about things and her, the rebirth of herself kind of at this chapter of her life. Mm-hmm. And then Tom, I guess, went on stories and some people are wondering if part of his story referenced the quote unquote like betrayal of false friends. And people are wondering if that's in reference to Giselle. And also, how much jiu-jitsu does she do?
Why?
Because the teacher guy's always around.
She said he's very important to our family. I guess all of the kids like do jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe there is something there. I didn't pick anything up. I read parts of her interview. I didn't go to Vanity Fair, but I saw it online. And she seemed very open. And she also was like, I am really cheering for Tom. Like, football was not the deciding factor. We had sort of just grown apart. And she's like, you can be with people you can be with someone and you're both growing and ideally you grow together, but sometimes you don't. And she's like, and I want him to have all of the happiness and be the best. But like, and it makes sense because she started getting, at least when I started knowing, looking into her, I guess, in the couple last years, she's very eco-conscious and very just all about the environment and, kind of mental health, just peace and meditation. Yeah. I don't know, slow down. And it didn't match with the lifestyle that I thought that they were living and that Tom was living. And I also was confused because she's always traveling. She's always on the road, like doing environmental work. And at least that's what it looked like, right? She spent a lot of time in Brazil in her home country because that rainforest, the biggest one in the world, is dying or something. And I remember thinking like, wow, they just seem like very different people. So when I saw the interview yesterday, it made sense that she's like, we were both growing and we ended up just not growing together. But I am friends with him and I really care about him and I want to see him continue to grow and do what makes him happy. Like football was not the thing really. Huh. But she seemed like she was very transparent and they asked her about another guy too, relation. And she was like, no, I think they made that story up. Her response was, I think someone planted that story because it made me look bad. It must've been a friend. I think it was a friend of Tom's or something. I don't know. And she's like, but there's no truth to that. People are just making things up for clickbait, but no. And then they asked her about the jiu-jitsu guy. And she said, he is very important to everyone in our family, my kids included. She also kind of dispelled. It said, she didn't say outright there's nothing going on, but she sort of said, this is why he's around so much. And I don't know. I give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
But like also if she is with the jiu-jitsu, great. That actually seems much more in line with her lifestyle.
Everyone likes a rebound, though. And that's what's interesting.
Yeah.
Is this her rebound?
Yeah. Right.
I want to see Tom rebound. Who's he going to rebound with?
How do you
rebounds
rebound?
Rebounds are great. I want to know who Kim Kardashian's going to rebound with. We've been waiting on that.
I want to know who is at Giselle caliber. Who does Tom rebound with?
They're both superhumans.
Yeah, but it feels like... why does it feel different? It feels, I guess I'm being hypocritical. It feels like it's harder for him to find a Giselle than it is for her to find a Tom.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know
why. She's top tier.
She is top tier. Like they don't, she's just seems like a great human.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of women that are like her. She's the full package.
Inside and out.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck, Tom.
Right.
Hope the last season was worth it. And there's athletes everywhere. Even though they say it wasn't the football. I was like, well, what would have happened?
Right.
Without it. I don't know.
Right. Right. We never will.
And we never will. Open mystery. Case is closed and open mysteries. We'll always be wondering. Okay.
Okay. If you loved that, we could have kept talking, but we were already at an hour and we try not to just take everyone's time from them. We try to be respectful. but if you loved that, and we know you did, patreon.com/youcansip with us, head on over, subscribe. You could put it right into your podcast feed and then come be our, we call them double fister soul sippers because, you know, two episodes a week. You're sipping with whatever. These are the peeps. These are our peeps.
Yes. Come be with us. Come peep with us. Okay.
All right.
We love you. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more You Can Sip With Us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com. patreon.com/youcansipwithus or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.